Okay, I'd like to call this Schofield Town Council Special Meeting to order for March 25th, 2024. Time is 7:00 PM. Call to order. Melissa Holloway.
Here.
Brad Peacock.
Here.
Jim Levanger, here. Ralph Brinkerhoff.
Here.
All right, and Liberty Smith is absent. Okay. Minutes review. We're gonna, so since we're not having, most likely not having the meeting next week, month, Lorraine wanted to be able to get the meetings posted on the public notice website, so if we could approve these, that would be great. See, we just barely had this.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from March 11th, 2024.
I'll second that.
Melissa seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, public comment period. Speak. Okay, move on from that. New business.
Now you might wanna go back one step.
Okay, we'll go back one step. Any public comment?
Yeah, where is everybody? Nope.
Okay, no public comment. All right, town updates. I have here a letter from the United States Postal Service dated March 2024. In response to your inquiry dated June 2021. I want to apologize for the delay, yada yada. Zip codes were created for the purpose of establishing an efficient mail process. To resolve the issues you have identified and purposes of the community identity, we have granted a preferred last line for all affected residents residing in Schofield, meaning all mail communication can use Schofield, Utah, 84526. This will serve to ensure proper city designation. Granting your request for adding a new zip code change would not have any appreciable positive impacts on our operations or service to your community. Accordingly, this request is denied. Manager, Rural Delivery, Washington, D.C. Robert Hennifer, manager.
Didn't Schofield several years ago have a zip code?
Right over there. It's 84538.
Well, why can we not have that back?
Because they says we can't.
Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm sorry. It's just not overly.
We've done our best here. I don't know.
But them saying that putting Schofield on there is going to eliminate the problems? No, we don't, because I do it all the time.
Well, they've thrown us a bone, see that? So the helper post office said that they weren't gonna deliver any mail up here.
If we don't.
If we don't put helper on it. Now, at least they.
Why does my mail get delivered to me if I put Schofield on it? Because I do.
Because they know that we're hard-headed. And so they deliver it anyway. So, but at least that's the best we're getting out of them. Sorry.
That only took 2.5 years to get that.
Only.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
To get it, no. No.
Yeah.
Took 2 years to get two letters, huh?
Pretty much.
Oh, good heavens.
Okay. So now I guess we'll go on to, we're going new business, readdress the compensation and discuss adoption of monthly salary and hourly wage for the town operator, town water operator. So I talked with Mike and he says, and this is still a pretty good deal.
James, you mean?
Or James, yeah, I talked with James, sorry. Mountain Homes pays him $500 a month to do their water. Aspen Gove is the highest, $620 a month. But he says he'd be willing to do Schofield's for $300 a month, and then if he has to fix anything, it would be, he'd like to have $30 an hour, because he's got to be able to pay his help, and he says his help, the minimum he could pay them would be $18, so, and probably more than that. So I didn't think that was totally unreasonable. So he has a bunch of reports annually. He does the water rights report, large underground inspection report, nitrate water samples, he goes and turns on the water in the park, cemetery, school and stuff, changes oil and filters on trucks and equipments, and keeps them inspected if we need it. He rotates the drain fields, and monthly he does the water samples. Other duties, he monitors our water system, he maintains quality, safety, water, protect the public health, maintain certifications, he's on call 24/7, and if there is a problem, he is required to remain on site until it's resolved. He's going to do the enforcement of cross-connection program, maintenance and repairs as needed, exercise the well pumps monthly. I talked with the USDA and the well drillers, and they said we need to keep those exercised. So James has agreed to exercise each of our wells, because most of the time we're running on springs. So he'd do that monthly. He has expertise in water systems, and he can operate equipment. He keeps his CDL active, and he has a lot of personal liability. If anything goes wrong, he can actually be, well, didn't he say he could be jailed? He said, if worse came to worse. So they hold him personally reliable for our water system. He said he would do the water samples as well.
He did. I checked.
For that 300, correct?
Yes. So. And so normally I pay him $18 an hour to do those for 3 hours, so it's like $56 or so. That actually, if you took 56 off of that, the increase is $244.
He's doing it.
Because we would, he's going to work it into it, so it's not going to be the entire thing. So
yeah,
and the well checking and such.
Plus he does a lot for us, so I think this is a good deal for the town. Anybody have any comments? Oh, one other thing. We pulled up the town budget. It looks like we're okay. I mean, we're only talking $900
for
the remainder of this year, and we can budget in his wages for next year in next year's budget. So.
I make a motion that we accept the resolution and amendment of Ordinance 03-2015, updating the salary and wage rate for Schofield Town Certified Water Operator. It's actually resolution number 03-2024.
Second.
Ralph second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
One other thing, we talked about Mike being our official town sewer water operator, but I kind of skipped over it at that last meeting. Instead of going back and getting him approved as our official town sewer operator, I kind of skimmed over that. So I'd like a motion from somebody for that, if we could.
Make a motion that we approve Mike Urkula as the town sewer operator.
Second.
I second it.
And that's at $18 an hour.
Oh, yeah. And Mike says he was okay with the $18 an hour.
Who was second on that?
Bliss.
Bliss.
All in
Both
favor?
Of us.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make motion we adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Time is 7:10.
Aye.
PM.
I almost missed it.
45-minute council meeting and then a 10-minute...